5. Sounds damned dangerous to me. Something we'd need help on if we wanted to come out of it in one piece. Right. Even the easy part, going up there and liberating the damned thing, would be more than a 2-man job. The Great Forest might be a pretty rough place for guys who don't know anything about the woods. I figured we'd need 2 more guys. One of them who knows about the woods. Already we're talking a 4-way split here, Tully. On how much? I don't know. Give them time to bid it up, I think we'd be set for life. And I ain't talking no 4-way split neither, Smeds. 2 ways. All in the family. They looked at each other. Smed said, "You got the plan. Tell me." "You know, Timmy Loken was in the army for a while."
"About long enough to figure out how to go over the hill, yeah. He's all right."
"He was in long enough to learn how it works. We might run into soldiers up there. Would your heart be broken if they found him in an alley with his head bashed in?"
That was an easy one. "No. His heart would be fine as long as it wasn't Smed's stall they found."
"How about Old Man Fish? He used to trap in the Great Forest."
"Couple of straight arrows."
"That's what we need. Honest crooks, not some guys who might try to do us out of our share. What do you say? Want to go for it?"
"Tell me how much is in it again."
"Enough to live like princes." "We going to talk to those guys?"
Smed shrugged. "Why not? What have I got better to do?" He looked at the ceiling.
"You better get some clothes on."
Heading down the stairs, Smed said, "You'd better do the talking."
"Good idea."
Heading up the street, Smed asked, "You ever killed anybody?"
"No, I never needed to. I don't see where I'd have any problem."
"I had to once. Cut a guy's throat."
"It ain't like you think.
They spray blood all over the place and make weird noises. And they take a long time to croak. And they keep trying to come after you. I still get nightmares about that guy trying to take me with him."
Tully looked at him and made a face.
"Then do it some other way next time."
Chapter 3. Each night there was moonlight enough. A thing came down out of the northern Great Forest, quiet as a limping shadow, into the lorn and trammeled place of death called the Barrowland. That place was heavy with the fetor of corruption. A great many corpses lay rotting in shallow graves. Limping on 3 legs, the thing cautiously circled the uncorrupted carcass of a dragon.